Welcome to the AtExcel A-Level Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down everything you need to know about technical proficiency. That's Assessment Objective Area 1.1 in Component 1, the Performing Unit. Whether you're preparing your recital program right now or you're in the final stages of polishing your pieces, this episode is going to give you the clarity, the vocabulary, and the examiner insight you need to maximize your marks. Let's get into it. So first, a quick overview of what we're actually talking about. Component 1, performing, is worth 30% of your total A-level grade. Within that component, your performance is assessed against a technical control grid, and technical proficiency sits right at the heart of that grid. The examiner is essentially asking, how well does this candidate control their instrument? And that question breaks down into five key dimensions: pitch accuracy, rhythm accuracy, tone quality, which examiners call sonority, intonation, and fluency. We're going to go through each of these in detail, so stay with me. Let's start with pitch accuracy. This is the most fundamental element. Are you playing the right notes? Now, examiners are trained to distinguish between two very different types of pitch error. The first is a systematic error. This is when you consistently play a note wrong every single time it appears. Maybe you've learned a passage with a wrong fingering and it's become muscle memory. Systematic errors are heavily penalized because they suggest the candidate has not learned the piece correctly. The second type is a momentary slip, a one-off error in an otherwise accurate performance. Momentary slips are treated much more leniently. The key message here is, if you make a mistake in practice, correct it immediately. Don't let a wrong note become a habit. Moving on to rhythm accuracy. This is about whether your note values, rests, and rhythmic patterns are precise and consistent. A common issue candidates face is rushing in technically demanding passages. When the fingers are working hard, the rhythm tends to accelerate. The examiner will notice this. Similarly, some candidates slow down in difficult sections, which disrupts the overall pulse. The solution is to practice with a metronome, but not just at performance tempo. Practice slowly, ingraining the rhythmic pattern at a speed where you can be completely accurate, then gradually increase. The rhythm should feel as natural as breathing by the time you perform. Now, tone quality, or sonority. This is one of the most nuanced areas of the mark scheme, and it's often where candidates lose marks they didn't expect to lose. Sonority refers to the overall quality, character, and richness of the sound you produce. Examiners are listening for whether your tone is consistent across the full dynamic range of the piece. Here's a really common mistake. Candidates produce a beautiful, warm tone at mezzo forte, but when they reach a fortissimo passage, the tone becomes forced, harsh, or strained. Equally, at pianissimo, the tone can become thin, weak, or inaudible. The top mark band, what AtExcel calls assured, requires rich, varied, and expressive tone with excellent control over timbre and dynamics. So you need to be able to play loudly without forcing and softly without losing resonance. This takes deliberate, focused practice, not just running through pieces, but isolating dynamic extremes and working on them specifically. Let's talk about intonation. This is subtly different from pitch accuracy. Pitch accuracy is about playing the correct notes. Intonation is about the fine tuning of those notes. Are they perfectly in tune with the accompaniment, the ensemble, or the harmonic context? For instrumentalists who play in equal temperament, like pianists, intonation is largely fixed by the instrument. But for string players, wind players, brass players, and singers, intonation is a live, active skill that requires constant adjustment. Examiners assess intonation specifically in the context of the ensemble or accompaniment. If you drift sharp in a passage of technical difficulty, or if your pitch sags when you're playing softly, those are intonation issues that will cost you marks. A really powerful practice technique here is to record yourself playing alongside your accompaniment, then listen back critically. You will hear intonation issues in the recording that you simply cannot hear while you're playing live, because when you're performing, your attention is divided between so many things. The recording doesn't lie. And finally, fluency. Fluency is about the overall flow and continuity of your performance. Does the music move forward with confidence and purpose? Or are there hesitations, stumbles, and moments where the technical demands cause the music to break down? Fluency is closely linked to repertoire choice, which we'll come back to in the exam tips section. The key point is that fluency is not just about playing fast. It's about playing at a tempo that allows you to maintain clean articulation, accurate intonation, and expressive control simultaneously. A performance at a slightly slower tempo that is fluent and musical will score higher than a rushed performance that sacrifices all of the above in the name of speed. Right, so now let's zoom out and look at the mark bands. EdXL uses four bands for technical control. The top band, Assured, covers 25 to 30 marks. To reach this band, your pitch must be virtually flawless, your rhythm consistently precise, even in complex passages, your tone rich and expressive, your intonation highly accurate across the full range, and your fluency effortless. The second band, Secure, covers 19 to 24 marks. This is where most well-prepared candidates will land. There are some minor slips, occasional inconsistencies in tone at extreme dynamics, and slight intonation fluctuations, but the overall performance is reliable and controlled. The third band, Developing, covers 13 to 18 marks. Here, errors are more frequent, tone quality is uneven, and technical demands regularly cause interruption to the flow. The bottom band, Elementary, covers 7 to 12 marks and is characterized by significant and persistent technical difficulties. Your goal is to be in the Assured or High Secure band, and the strategies we've discussed today are what will get you there. Now let's get into the exam tips and common mistakes. I want to be really direct with you here because these are the things that genuinely cost candidates marks every year. Common mistake number one, choosing repertoire that is too difficult. I know it's tempting to choose the most impressive, technically demanding piece you can find, but if you cannot perform it with consistent accuracy and fluency, you will be penalized. EdXL examiners are very clear on this. A polished grade 7 performance will almost always outscore a flawed grade 8 performance. Choose pieces that sit comfortably within your technical capability so that on the day of the recording, you can focus on musicality and expression rather than survival. Common mistake number two, neglecting intonation in fast passages. When candidates practice technically demanding sections, they often prioritize getting the notes right at speed, and intonation becomes an afterthought. But the examiner is listening to intonation throughout. Make intonation checks a regular part of your practice. Slow down, tune each note carefully, then gradually bring the tempo back up while maintaining that tuning accuracy. Common mistake number three, a forced or harsh tone at fortissimo. This is so common and so avoidable. If you find that your tone deteriorates when you play loudly, you need to address the underlying technique, whether that's bow pressure and speed for string players, air support and embouchure for wind players, or touch and weight for pianists. Don't just play through the loud passages and hope for the best. Isolate them, work on the technique, and listen critically. And here's a practical tip that many candidates overlook. Check the balance between soloist and accompaniment in your recording. The examiner must be able to hear your articulation clearly. If the piano accompaniment is too loud in the recording, or if the room acoustics are muddy, the examiner cannot assess your technical details accurately. Do a test recording in the space you'll be using, listen back, and adjust microphone placement or balance if needed. Now for the quickfire recall quiz, cover up your notes and see how you do. Ready? Question one. What are the five dimensions of technical control assessed in component one? Pause and think. The answers are pitch accuracy, rhythm accuracy, tone quality or sonority, intonation, and fluency. Question two. What is the difference between a systematic error and a momentary slip in pitch accuracy? Pause. A systematic error is a consistently repeated wrong note, heavily penalized. A momentary slip is a one-off error, treated more leniently. Question three. What mark range corresponds to the assured band in the technical control grid? Pause. 25 to 30 marks. Question four. Why should candidates record their practice sessions? Pause. Because intonation issues and tonal inconsistencies are much easier to hear in a recording than when playing live, as attention is divided during performance. Question five. Why might a grade 7 performance score higher than a grade 8 performance? Pause. Because a polished, fluent, accurate performance within a candidate's capability demonstrates assured technical control, whereas a flawed attempt at harder repertoire shows technical limitations. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If any of those caught you out, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, technical proficiency in EdXL A-level music is assessed across five dimensions: pitch accuracy, rhythm accuracy, sonority, intonation, and fluency. The examiner is looking for assured, consistent control across the full range and dynamic scope of your chosen repertoire. Choose pieces wisely, practice with a metronome and a recording device, address tonal extremes deliberately, and always prioritize accuracy and musicality over speed and difficulty. The Mark scheme rewards control, not ambition. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your performances. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep listening, and keep pushing for that assured band. See you in the next episode.